3. What will the first black first lady bring to us? Throughout this long, tense election, everyone is focused on the presidential candidates and how they'll change America. Rightly so. But selfishly, I'm more fascinated by Michelle Obama and what she might be able to do, not just for this country, but for me as an African-American woman. As the potential first lady, she would have the world's attention, and that means that for the first time, people will have a chance to get up close and personal with the type of African-American woman they so rarely see. Usually, the lives of black women go largely unexamined. The prevailing theory seems to be that we're all hot-tempered single mothers who can't keep a man. Even in the world of make-believe, black women still can't escape the stereotype of being eye-rolling, oversexed females raised by our never-married alcoholic mothers. These images have helped define the way all black women are viewed, including Michelle Obama. Before she ever gets the chance to commit to a cause, charity, or foundation as First Lady, her most urgent and perhaps most complicated duty may be simply to be herself. It won't be easy, because few mainstream publications have done in-depth features on regular African-American women. Little is known about who we are, what we think, and what we face on a regular basis. For better or worse, Michelle will represent us all. Just as she will have her critics, she will also have millions of fans who usually have little interest in the First Lady. Many African-American blogs have written about what they'd like to see Michelle bring to the White House, mainly showing the world that a black woman can support her man and raise a strong black family. Michelle will have to work to please everyone, an impossible task. But for many African-American women like me, just a little of her poise, confidence, and intelligence will go a long way in changing an image that's been around for far too long.